fast and physical defense. It's, you know, it's one of the better defenses in the country, and it showed itself today. And, you know, they stubbed their toe a week ago, and they got their guys to bounce back and play well. And we turned the ball over, put pressure on the quarterback, and get the running game going. Didn't get off to a very good start, and let them just get on a roll. But you know, credit them. I mean, in so many ways, that to me was an impressive football team.
Were they able to kind of rattle Bean in a way that maybe he hadn't been earlier this year?
Appeared that way a little bit, I guess. That's probably why you're asking. We rushed a couple throws. Intercepted, all those things. But again, that's when you watch their physicality up front, really as a defense. I mean, their safeties are triggering as good as anybody I've seen, and you know, across the board. And besides being big there, and there's a lot of quickness there, and we didn't react very well to it.
After Bean's second interception, he was visibly upset with himself. What did you say to him just to calm him down?
Just that. Just calm down. It's what it is. We're going to, told him to look me in the eyes. He's got to calm down. He's got to try to lead this football team. And he's... And those type of things. It wasn't anything upset. It was that we're going to need him to settle down. But yeah, I think all those things. I think their strength and quickness on the defensive side of the ball, especially, probably surprised us a little bit in that first quarter.
What is needed from the defense to have an effective pass rush?
Again, we have to, it depends what it is right now that we have. We got to be able to win our one-on-one battles. We're trying to at times bring more than four, but at times you're exposing things on the back end. So got to continue to work on that. We haven't done a great job of that all year.
Were you just kind of giving Jason the rest of the night off? I mean, or do you reevaluate what you're going to do with the quarterback going forward? Or?
It was. I told him I want him to watch and try to learn in the third quarter instead of where it's at. But, now we're back to 2 weeks ago. But we all talked about how great he played last week. So, again, he didn't have a good day. I told him, he's got a little baseball background. Sometimes, your best guys can get shelled, and he didn't have a very good day.
Is that a little frustrating? You talk about consistency, it's gone from,
Absolutely, it's frustrating. It's frustrating for them, it's frustrating for coaches, but ultimately it's my responsibility to get this team to play more consistently, and I haven't done that. And we're going to continue to work at it.
Jacoby was out tonight.
He did not make the trip.
Yes, he hurt as a long-term.
Yeah, we hope to have him back next week, but we'll see. He was hurt in practice.
And as you kind of challenge your team, saying, hey, is this going to be a blip or not? I guess, did you learn anything about him tonight, or what did you think about performance after kind of, the high of last week?
We have a long way to go yet in growing an understanding. And I don't know if it's a – we'll find out if it's a blip on how we play the rest of the season out. So, if I go back to last week and where it is, you're talking about a very young football team and everything that we've gone through and everything we have to still battle. That hasn't changed, okay? 3.5 quarters of football didn't change everything, okay? It gave us some things to build upon, and those are things that I've touched on before. But when you essentially play 2 top 10 teams in the country in back-to-back weeks, and especially the second one at night on homecoming, those are going to be big challenges that you learn and grow from that you have to respond a little better. We'll see where it's at. And as I told them, there's no playing this thing out, okay, in the month of November. We are going to prepare and play each and every day to get better, just like I tell them, you know, and unfortunately I've had to do that a few times. This season is when the score has been what it has at halftime is that we don't play the score anymore, okay? Decisions that we make, we go back to 0-0, okay? Whatever our, even our fourth down go for it is, I tell who helps me out with that, we're going back to, it's 0-0. We're going to play a half, and we're going to play to win that half so that we have something to build upon. And that's just way. And we're going to coach them the same way. And we're going to coach. We're not going to coach the scoreboard. And we talked about that a week ago on Friday night before the Oklahoma game. When you turn on the film, you shouldn't be able to tell the score, whether it's a tight nail biter or it's lopsided one way or the other. That's the goal of this program, and we'll get there.
And Lance, you talk about the physicality. It seemed like first half you guys had so many third and inches, fourth and inches, and not quite there. Did it really show up in those where you were just, you know, half a yard short, a yard short, not quite getting those plays?
I don't know about that. It's, you know, again, it's, you know, I watch a lot of football games, and, you know, just even this, you know, while we're in the hotel today or Thursday night, whatever, you know. Third and one and fourth and one aren't what they used to be in football, and you know that. So just where that's at, and you try, and you're doing things, I think our first third down, you know, Jason throws it slightly behind Luke Grimm, maybe the first or second one, you know, so, you know, that should have been a first down. And who knows, you know, we saw when we got into a rhythm a week ago, and we just had no rhythm. And that's a credit to them. That's not an excuse. You see the difference. And then we go fourth and one, and we try to throw it, and they covered it pretty well. But, yeah, it's I don't know if that's the one. I just think holistically, just watching them on defense and make plays and how many they made, you know, at the line of scrimmage with, you know, just with team speed was impressive.
Time for one more. You said you wanted Jason to watch and learn in the third quarter. Is there anything that you had in your mind that you necessarily wanted to see?
No, just kind of, you know, there was nothing specific except maybe learning about, you know, you get a chance to get a different angle of things and watch some things, whether it be through coverages or pass rushes versus sometimes flushing laterally versus, you know, vertically and things like that. No, there's more of a settle down. And as we've said, we've talked about Miles before, and I think we see what a competitor he is. And I was confident that he would spark us in that. But, you know, and as you could see with a lot of things, he unfortunately threw an interception as well. But no, it was nothing like, hey, okay, now stand here and watch this. No, it was just kind of let's settle it down for now. But I told him, you know, we weren't going to play Jalen, and so he had to be ready to go back in. So it wasn't like your night's over. So, and also it's a good way to keep a young man locked in, so he isn't just, okay, I got taken out and I'm done for today.
Thanks.